The Black Lives Matter movement has become a hot topic in South African cricket, and one of the players to make his feelings known has been Andile Phehlukwayo. The Proteas all-rounder unveiling a BLM t-shirt during the inaugural three-team cricket game at SuperSport Park, and in the process wading right into the conversation. I asked him why.
I'm not a very vocal person, so I think I just had to, I felt I had to also send a message across that I am supporting the initiative, and I am fully understanding of what needs to take place and what has happened, and I was just showing my support for the cause. And so I'm not a very verbal person, so I wasn't going to go on Twitter or Instagram, so I just thought that I'd show it by performing that celebration, and that was my idea.
Fantastic to see large portions of the cricket fraternity and community coming together, Andile, in the days leading up to the match, and people nailing their colours to the mast to say this is a movement we support. Were you disappointed, though, by some sections of former players, white players, who weren't as supportive of Lungi Ngidi's comments in the weeks leading up to that?
I think it is saddening to see that reaction. Obviously, they've got their own opinions, and maybe the lack of understanding at times of why the cause is around. But I think it's their opinions, and if they want to live by things like that, it's not great to see, especially as a current Protea, and them being ex-Proteas and people that you thought that you could look up to, and then to notice that their thinking is not at the same level as what you would like it to be is quite saddening to see. But I think it's been addressed around the changing room, and it's been addressed around the team, and we're fully in support of this initiative, and we're fully in support of what's happening at the moment, and we can't focus on outside circles. We can only focus on the circles that we are in, and the team that we play for currently, and what we stand for at the moment. And if they don't stand on those things, then it's initially on them.
What was it like being back on the cricket field on Saturday?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I think just the feeling of being back, the warm-up, training, the excitement of just being in a competitive space, I think that was really nice. It's obviously been a while since we've been in the park. A few of us were a bit rusty, and you'd also don't want to pick up a massive injury, so it's not like the guys were going at 100%, but it was very close to match intensity.
Give you a good perspective on how much you actually miss the sport and playing it competitively?
Yeah, I actually don't think there's words to describe how much I really like miss the feeling. Just being in a space where you are being challenged and you being competitive is quite nice. I think sitting at home is also very boring, and there's nothing really that you can do that brings out that energy and brings out that that activity in you.
Tell me, what did you make of the three-team concept? Because it's pretty out there, to be honest. What are your thoughts on that?
It was good. I think it needs a little bit of tweaking in between, but I think it's a really good concept. I think especially for kids and high schools, it'll work pretty well. And even at the highest level, but I think there is a few things that need to be just toned and put into place for it to be more structured.
Specifically, how do you think it could be improved?
I think probably around the overs, the amount of people that are allowed in a ring or like a circle. But I think a few of the rules, of course, and just probably a few more players on the field, because it's quite difficult when you have 6 or 8 players on the field.
Now, a distinct feature of the match on Saturday, Andile, was the gesture you made in terms of the Black Lives Matter movement, and you took a wicket, took your shirt off, and underneath you had a shirt that said Black Lives Matter. Where did you get the T-shirt?
No, the T-shirt, I was lucky enough, it was a skin that one of my sponsors were very fortunate to give me, and they also happened to label the Black Lives Matter, obviously, for me. So I was pretty much very fortunate enough for Adidas to help me with that.
Let's go back a few months now, Andile, and let's look at lockdown, the start of it in March. First of all, where did you lock down? Were you in Durban, or were you at the family home in Margate?
Lockdown for me is personally, it's been in Durban. I've been scared to go home, because I've got a mom that's a little bit old and I don't want to put her in that situation where she's having to fight off COVID at her age at the moment. And, you can get this thing whenever. So I've spent most of my time in Durban.
So quite frustrating not being close to family, which I believe is a big part of your life and a very important element to you is family. You grew up in a single parent home. How important are your mom and your sister to you in terms of you as a cricketer and as a person?
Yeah, they're massively important. I think in any person, actually, I think family is a huge thing. I think that's where you get your strength from. I think that's where you can go back and actually have chats about things that are going on in your life that are difficult. I think those are people that will always be there for you. So I think those two people are quite huge in my life. And it is tough to spend the lockdown and spend time away from them, but I think it's for the greater good at the moment because circumstances aren't they aren't great. So being away from them is difficult, but I think it's something that has to happen. But I think as you said, I think I do really miss them, and I think it's not easy being away from them at this very moment.
Growing up in a single parent home, Andile, how much of a challenge was that for you, and how much did it form who you are as a person and cricketer now?
It was quite difficult. I think I had to grow up quite quickly. Obviously, didn't have much of a father figure, so I had to. Also, my mom was the mom and dad of the house, so I think she did a great job there. I think it was also very hard being away from her at a young age. I had to learn a few things about myself and about life made me learn it quite quickly at a young age, and I think it has helped me as a person and as a cricketer. There's decisions and responsibilities that I've learned from at a young age that I've noticed in terms of being an adult at a young age. So that was quite a challenge for me. But I think it's never easy growing up in a single parent home. It's nothing that I would want on anyone else. But it is quite difficult. But there is things that you can take from it that are learning curves, and there are also obstacles around it. But I think it's as an individual to try bump yourself up and to try take advantage or to utilize it as much as you can and to learn from it.
You mentioned being separated from her. Was that did you go to boarding school? I know you had the scholarship to Glenwood. So you grew up on the south coast in the town Margate, and you got the scholarship to Glenwood High School in Durban. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I got a scholarship to Glenwood. So at a young age, I had to distance myself from her. And it wasn't easy because I was never used to it. So that's what I mentioned, that I had to do a lot of growing up, and there were a few responsibilities on my hand at a very young age that I had to take upon myself. But it wasn't great because I wasn't used to it, and I was quite afraid and didn't know what to do. But luckily I've had a good support system around, and it was just a phone call away to ask what I can do and not do. So it was quite challenging.
That's perhaps not well known that you actually went to Glenwood on a hockey scholarship as opposed to a cricket scholarship. How did that come about, and when did cricket sort of take over from hockey as your primary sport, and how was your cricket talent discovered?
I went to Glenwood on a hockey scholarship originally. But they were cricket trials, and luckily enough, I was actually chosen for the under 11 or the under 12 team, the under 13 team the previous year. But no one in Glenwood knew that I played cricket because I had gone there for a hockey scholarship. And so there were trials, and I bowled a few balls, and luckily enough, the coaches saw quite a potential, and I was lucky enough to be selected for the cricket team, the A-side cricket team. And I think that's how things came about to noticing that I can also play cricket. But I was originally on a hockey scholarship. I still enjoy hockey, watching hockey, and playing it if I have time these days. But usually don't have time. But I went to Glenwood on a hockey scholarship originally.
Let's start looking at Andile Phehlukwayo, the person away from the cricket field now, Andile. So, you know, we charted your upbringing, your schooling, and then from there, obviously, was the transition into the Dolphins squad and ultimately into the Proteas squad. But let's look at who do you think Andile Phehlukwayo is away from the cricket field? How would you describe him?
I would describe him as a quite humble guy, very soft-spoken, willing to listen, very, very quiet, but is very observant of things around me, very respectful, enjoys being outdoors, and being out with family and friends, and is always willing to help any person around him, actually. That's, I think, I would describe myself.
And fancies and fancies himself in the kitchen as a bit of a cook, I believe?
I wish. I think I'm learning. I think lockdown has forced us to test out skills and to test out a few parts of our lives that we haven't really attended too much, but I think in the kitchen I'm also trying to be really creative and learning my traits in the kitchen as well. Yeah.
So come on now. What's your go-to dish if I ask you to make dinner?
I'd probably go with the spaghetti bolognese.
There you go. Every good South African man's got a spag bol in him somewhere.
Yeah, a little bit of pasta there in between rice. Yeah,
and is there a special person in your life who you'd make the spag bol for?
Currently there isn't, but hopefully in the next few years maybe there could be potential. But currently still trying to focus on a few things that I need to do in my life personally before I dedicate a few of my time and a few of myself to someone else at the moment. So. Respectfully, I think I just need to take care of myself and my family at the moment, and then hopefully that comes about.
Well, you're 24, so you'll be forgiven. So, but ultimately, down the line, you see yourself. Yeah. You see yourself as a father. You're a family man in the sense with your mom and your sister. Do you see yourself ultimately wanting kids in your life?
Yeah, of course, definitely. I think an extension of me would always be good. I think if I could have. Extending the family is always a good thing. Hopefully, yes, get married, have a good family, and being a father. I think, as you can notice, there's a lot of things around the country around gender-based violence, and I think as men we need to take initiative and be better people. And I think hopefully when I'm a father, I can also be the person that's protecting of my kids and of the people around me. So I think having a family is always a good thing.
I believe another passion of yours is shopping, and in particular shopping for sneakers. Is that right?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think anything that with shoes and lifestyle, fashion is quite something that intrigues me, and I think I enjoy it quite a lot. So just being able to go to the shops and get some new stuff, some new gear is always quite exciting. I think that fresh new smell out of a box is always exciting, and it's always nice.
You fancy yourself as a bit of a snappy dresser?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think my fashion sense is good, or reasonable, I'd like to think. But yeah, I enjoy different outfits, enjoy getting dressed up and going for coffee or for lunch or anything that gets me in an outfit, I think.
So tell me, who are the snappy dressers in the Proteas squad? Who's the best dresser besides yourself, and who's the worst dresser in the Proteas squad?
Best dresser besides myself, I think I'll go with Faf du Plessis. Good sense in dressing.
He's quite the poser, eh?
Yeah, he's quite the poser. I think the worst, I'll probably go with Quinton. Quinton the cult, literally though. Yeah, Quinton is up there with the worst.
And his musical taste, come on now, give us a sense of who's got good musical taste.
Yeah, so I think Quinton's dress code and musical sense is definitely the opposite, because he's got some good taste in music. Uh-huh. But fashion sense is a no-no. And who else got some good music? KG Rabada. He's also one for the DJ on the decks. He's quite good with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And worst music in the Protea squad?
Worst music. I'll probably go with Shamsi.
Shamsi.
Probably up there.
Tabraz Shamsi, yeah. Shamsi. Eh?
Yeah.
And you don't fancy yourself as a bit of an amateur DJ just like KG?
Not really. I think I've got a little bit of a sense in my music, but I'm not at professional level as KG is in terms of DJing on the decks as yet, but that's something that I could take upon myself to learn, and I think there's a lot of time around lockdown, but it's a nice thing. It's a nice thing to have. It's a good hobby to have off the field.
And your musical tastes, Andile, what do you fancy? What type of music?
I'm starting to fancy a lot of old school R&B and some hip hop, but I enjoy my deep house, some good deep house sets and some old R&B. Those are good.
And what about your video or content tastes? Are you someone who consumes a lot of stuff online, whether it's Netflix, Showmax? You got a favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show at the moment? I'm enjoying Ballers. Watch a little bit of Ballers. There's a lot of things we can learn from Ballers, especially as a sportsman and as a person that's in sports. But I think Ballers is quite enjoyable at the moment. There's a lot of stuff I've been watching as well. I think the Michael Jordan, not Michael Jordan. I think it is Michael Jordan.
Yeah, the last Michael Dance, Jordan. Yeah,
documentary, quite good. Yeah, I've been watching that as well. So that was actually quite eventful and quite insightful to see.
Now, I believe you fancy yourself as quite the photographer. That's another passion of yours.
Yes, definitely. I've been trying to learn a lot about that gadget. It's not easy. I actually wish it was as easy as picking up a bat and hitting it. But there's a lot of things about that gadget that that's been quite tricky. But I'm still learning my traits around the photography side. But I do enjoy a photo then, and not really posing. But I think I'd rather be on the other side of the photo of the camera.
And when you're touring, I mean, you see some great opportunities to delve into photography. I mean, obviously there's downtime while you're on tour. And in your mind, what are the sort of pictures you'd like to take when next on tour?
Hopefully it's a place that has a beach. I haven't been to the beach in a long time. So hopefully it can be a place that has a beach. The sunsets are quite cool. The beach, buildings, some graffiti type stuff is also quite good, but obviously nothing that's very like bad and stuff. So I think I'd be very keen to take photos of things like that.
And when you're on tour, Andile, do you have a set roommate that you usually room with? Do you guys get your own rooms? And who are your closest mates in the Protea squad?
We don't have roommates, I think, because some of the guys have obviously wives and married, and you can travel with them at times, so we have our single rooms, but closest mates around the Protea is probably KG, Lungi, Shamsi. There's a couple of guys. I think we're close as a team. I think there's obviously that friendship that's being built around culture, so yeah. We're all close, but I think those two guys are guys that I've been very close to consistently.
Now, another passion of yours, I believe, along with photography and cooking, is gaming. But my sources tell me you haven't been very successful during lockdown.
Oh, I don't know where you get your sources, because I've been very successful in my own. I'm loving gaming at the moment. PlayStation, especially PlayStation, I'm very excited for the PlayStation 5 that's coming out later this year, and I think I'm very keen. I saw the features that it has. FIFA, enjoy FIFA. Pride myself in my gaming, actually. Trying to get better every day. Very, very competitive. And I don't know where your sources came from, but if your sources would like to take me on, they're more than welcome to take me on and to prove that, actually.
I'll pass it on to my sources. Going to wrap up soon, Andile. Let's return to the cricket. I saw it written not so long ago, perhaps in the last few days or the last week, that you want to play 100 test matches for South Africa. You've only played four at the moment. Is that your next goal, is to nail down that test spot?
Yeah, of course. I obviously want to have a few caps on my belt under that red ball and under that green baggy that we do have. It's a space for me that I want to take my pride in. I want to really submit my place in the test squad. It's obviously not easy. I have to put the numbers down. I have to put the performances down. Got to put in the work, and hopefully that's a place where I can be in the next few years, or even in the next year or so.
So he'll cook you a spag bowl and take your picture, and he fancies himself as a bit of a snappy dresser. But what else is important to Andile Petrakwayo? Family, certainly, and causes that matter. Like Black Lives Matter. Oh yeah, and a pair of sweet sneakers.